Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna. Oh,
good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. I have the family here, and we are ready to get started on learning new things. And I'm going to first go to Midwest Mocha Sunshine, and she's going to say hi.
Hi, everyone. This is Valerie. I'm always better known as your Midwest Mocha Sunshine. We have a great show ahead of you guys, and we're just excited to be here tonight. But I would just like for you all to do me one big favor. Please text, call, share, invite someone out tonight to listen to our podcast, because you know they say sharing is caring. Again, welcome all.
Thank you. Next, we're going to have the coach.
Good evening, everyone. This is John Kevin. I'm a coach. I'm known as Midwest Mocha Coach. I'm in Florida. I've been a part of Mocha for a few years now, and it's a very exciting platform. I love the way we communicate with all communities in all states. Welcome.
Thank you. Next, we have Mr. Cali.
Hello, this is Mr. Cali. He's also known as Elijah from California, obviously. I'm glad to be here, just here to share knowledge, share the love, and help each other grow and open our minds to new insights as we go through this journey called life. Yep. Welcome.
Okay. I'm Pamela, and I'm just called Mom. And Mommy sometimes, and I'm the one who has to keep all of them, you know, because they can get out of hand, trust me. But I love each and every one of them. So welcome tonight. Our first topic is, what do you believe it takes to build a lasting relationship? Do you want to start off, Mr. Cali?
Sure. I think for a lasting, going by off, like what I've seen my parents go through, I was fortunate enough to have both parents in the home, and seeing what they went through to make it last was struggling through the bad times, working things out. And a lot of that has to do with communication. Most of that has to do with communication. And they want to say compromise or sacrifice, but putting your other person's needs ahead of yours. And I think in today's generation, that's lacking because we're programmed into thinking of, what have you done for me lately? What can I gain from this? What's in it for me? And that thinking has been ingrained in our system instead of, what can I do for them? How do I make them better? How can I help her or him grow? So,
okay.
And, you know, sacrifice, yeah.
Sacrifice. I like that. Midwest Book of Sunshine, what are you going to tell us?
Well, for me, I just believe in one thing, kind of like what Elijah said about the communication. I just believe that we do have to learn how to communicate. Also with communication, you also have to learn how to listen. When your mate or someone is talking to you, no matter who it is, you got to give them a platform to express what they need to say, and you also have to be able to sit back and listen so that you can hear. Sometimes everybody is not looking for answers or long-term conversation, but being able to let someone express themselves, you take time, you take in, you listen, and then you respond in the same way, giving that respect, as I call, to one another through a relationship. And when things do get a little difficult and out of hand or whatever the case is, once again, you go back to that round table, you guys talk about it. It should be constant communication, as Elijah said, compromising between the two, conversing between the two, bonding between the two. That kind of keeps things going off, and it's going to be constant. Nothing is never going to be easy, but also looking at your mate and saying, hey, what do they need? What do I need? Also space. You need to get your space. You need to have your own area, too. We're not clones of each other. So we got to learn. Sometimes we need space, but we always need to conversate. We always need to compromise. We always need to bond. We need to stay on the same page. So that's
all. All right. Mr. Coach?
I believe that if you establish a friendship and keep the distractions away, like in today's world, social media is a big thing. And if you allow social media to intervene, it'll cut your relationship short. So if you can cut off the distractions and, like Val and Elijah said, communicate. I have a practice of, even as a single man, I always think if I was with someone, what would I do for us today and not just myself? And I would, and if I had someone, I would communicate that with that person.
Okay.
Communication is the key to me.
It seems like that communication is good for everybody. For me,
yes.
I think I always put it, love is like flowers. A relationship is like you're flowers. If you don't take care of them every day, what do? They die.
They wither, yes.
They wither and they die.
Yes.
So when you're in a relationship, you got to think about all the things that are going on. We know we live in the real world. Many times two parents are working or the wife and husband are working, and you're so busy with all the other things. If you got children, you got to take them here. They've got to go here. You got to do this. You got to take care of mommy, you know. But you can never let those things come before your mate.
No.
That's the person
Absolutely.
That you put in that position. You know, and we get so busy that we'll tend to be too tired to take care of the person you promised that you would always take care of them.
Yeah.
We make promises in relationships, but when the time things get hard, you forget those promises too often.
That comes down to trust, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be able to trust the person you're with. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that comes down to trust. And you're right. You say something, you got to mean it. And don't mean it on the surface. Mean it deep inside, you know. And never take your other person for granted. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Don't be complacent.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm saying, backing up what you said. Never take it for granted, because when the honeymoon phase is over and the sunshine kind of goes away, it's real easy to get complacent.
Right.
That's
well,
true.
I think if you go into it and you believe that the honeymoon never ends, then you'll keep those promises you made while you were dating and everything was new and wonderful before the real world set in.
you can take dating a step further. you can take dating a step further and date your significant other every night, you know.
Correct.
No matter how small or how big, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Guys, we've got a caller on. Caller 0100, are you on?
I am.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Who are we talking to?
This is Valeria. I didn't have a question. I don't remember pressing one. I'm sorry.
Welcome.
I'm listening, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Yes, welcome. We are very happy to be here.
Thanks. I'm listening and learning.
Well, that's what we're all doing. Yeah. You know, I was going to say, guys, one of the things is remembering that you're learning something new every day. As long as you're alive and living, you're learning. You know, learning to be better,
right.
Learning things that can make you better.
And
that's right.
One of the things
from your mate.
Yes. Yeah. Because he has something, if you'll listen, you know, it's like being on MMS sometimes. You know, people don't always listen. When, especially, I have to say this, when the men are talking. Guys, do you see
true.
The note I just got?
Yes.
Okay.
And we also need to mention that callers need to call in. They want to call into the show. They don't need to, but if the caller want to call into the show, they can call 516-387-1381.
Gotcha. We'll be right back.
Commercial.
Montana's, we're living the best life.
Getting ready for a good time. It's Friday night, someone's ready to roll. Now it's time to get the show on the road. And jumping at the field.
Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a buzz.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse, and it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
The FDA is committed to protecting the health of the American people and to facing any challenges in food safety. Here's what you need to know. First, the U.S. food supply remains safe for both people and animals. Second, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food. Finally, there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of coronavirus. For more information on FDA's efforts against COVID-19, please visit FDA.gov.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's S-Y-B-A-R-I-S.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
Well, guess what? We're back. And we'll add, if you get a chance and you can get to the Sybaris, please do. You will have the experience of a lifetime. And you'll want to go back over and over again. Truly, I know. Now, yes. What we were talking about as I was listening to this ads, and, you know, there's so many things that come along in that relationship that, like the postpartum depression, or a lot goes into the job, especially for our kings, especially for them. They have a really hard time. So when they come to us, they come for a soft place, for a place where they can feel comfortable to be able to fall on you and say, hey, you know, not that our days aren't a monster, because they are most of the time, but his is in a different way because he's been taught to be a man. He's been taught to be a king. And many times when you are on jobs, they're not treated that way.
Nope. Yeah.
And so when they come to you, they need that soft place.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So true. Yeah,
while still
true.
Holding up my man.
They need somebody
yeah.
can. They don't need you to fix it. You know, they are fixers, but they don't need us to fix it. They just need us to be there and just listen. You know, that communication we've been talking about. Just listen.
Oh my goodness, the fixing thing. I've heard that so many times. I've said it so many times. Stop trying to fix me. Let me take care of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's just like I said, we're not clones of each other. You know what I'm saying? We all have a gift, you know, and we put here to do those, follow those gifts. But it's like Elijah said, and you all say, focus. Focus on your prize. Keep your eyes on the prize, as they say. Focus on your good things. You know, you'll know when they're going through stages or something that's not right. You automatically know because you done built that bond. You have that feeling. So that's how you keep it going. So once you feel like, well, a situation happens in your relationship and something is going on with it, you learn about that situation. Then you know how to deal with it with your mate and help them go through it. But we have to focus. We have to make sure we keep everybody on the same page at all times. It's about learning, like you say, every day you're learning something new. You're also learning something new every day about your mate, whether it's good or bad.
Yep, that's
you
right.
Just got to learn and learn how to work with it. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to know them. We're too busy trying to throw away the towel and give up. You can't keep giving up in life. You have to push for the prize.
Right.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
That's right. That's correct.
You know, it's a hard job. If when you go into it, you have to go into it knowing that no matter how much you love each other, how much you're in love with each other, you have a world to deal with. You have
yes.
family.
Yes.
You know, you have
yes.
children. You have animals. No animals.
Right. No, you do.
You have to find balance.
Yes.
You
have
to find balance. You have
yes.
to find balance.
Yes.
And I think I say it a lot. Yeah, you got to have balance. I say it a lot, you have to have patience. You have to be patient.
Definitely. Definitely. Yes. You can't think, like I said, you can't think on a one-way street, you know. The road goes both ways, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know, when you communicate, you can't be timid about your communication. Your significant other has to know that, you know, your voice is strong, just as strong as theirs.
Right. You know? Exactly.
Okay.
Like, you can't be ashamed.
But
you know
what? Okay. Okay.
Look like we have,
one of our listeners asked, one of the MMS members, Lonnie asked, how long do you wait to get in a new relationship after a bad marriage? Oh my gosh.
Well, that depends on your mindset.
Yeah.
That depends on your mindset. You know, you have to look at all the elements that made your marriage bad and see where you may have done something that helped it to go bad or not help it to go bad.
Correct.
You have to wonder, did I make the wrong choice with who I married, or did they make the wrong choice, you know? You just do a lot of soul searching, and then you can move forward. But don't dwell on the fact that you're if you dwell on the fact that your marriage was bad, you will not move on properly.
You can't heal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
It's a healing process. There's no time to that. You know, no one can say, "Well, you can do this in 30 days or 60 days or 2 years." But it does require you to do some healing for yourself, because if not, you'll grab somebody else and you'll bring them down as well, because you're not healing. So you're hurting them because you're still hurting, and that's not fair. And you see that every day. People take on a new relationship to get over the old one, and then they just become the person that rides the ride. And in the end, that's not even who you wind up being with. So you can't do that to people. Get yourself right. Figure out what you need.
You have to be honest. Yes, you have to be honest with yourself 100%.
Exactly.
You know. Yes.
And then the question you want to ask yourself is: there are two people in a relationship, and neither one of us are perfect. What did I do in the relationship that I could have changed to make it better?
Yeah.
Because we tend to lean on what the other person did.
Right.
But we're not perfect, so we had to have some things in that mix.
But you also have to not say to yourself, if I did this wrong in that relationship, am I going to carry something over with my new relationship?
Correct.
Right.
You know, because that person that you're going to be new with has nothing to do with what happened to you in the past. And it's a hard thing to do, but it's doable.
Yeah, it is. More research has always told us that we tend to meet the same people over and over again.
Yeah,
we tend to look for the same kind of person that we left. That hurt.
That means we got to, if when that happens and we can't figure out the change, that means we have to rearrange our self-conscious, and that takes a different kind of work. By the time we're self-conscious.
Well, if you look for the same thing you had, then you're not healing.
Well, the average person, that's what they do, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They look for that same person.
Yes,
I wonder why they get the same thing. Okay, guys, we have another question. This is not a member of MMS, but he asked, I like the girl, but I did sometime years ago. I like the girl I did sometimes years ago. Do I need to tell her right away, or wait till it looks like it will still last? I don't want to give just anyone my business. I think the person is saying, do you tell the person when you meet them what happened before?
Not right away.
No.
No, not right away. Wait till, like, in my opinion, wait till, like, it gets a little bit. If you get to know the person, don't tell it right away.
The member says the thing that the secret is he was in jail. And he wants to know, is that something you tell right away? For me, yes.
Well, you should tell a person whether you were incarcerated or not, because that shows that you're being truthful with who you are.
Right.
And that's a form of establishing trust to the person you want to be
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one misstep of untrust, you know, that wipes everything off the table. You know,
yeah,
especially
something
early
that
in a relationship.
Could it be
that
first
big,
or second
you
date?
You can't tell me, huh?
Could it be the
I'm
first
sorry.
Or second date? You know, like
yeah.
which part of the date, first or second date, does he tell us?
That, yeah,
you know,
well,
like,
I agree.
It's like, which, like, hi, my name is so-and-so, I did some time, or wait till the second date or the end of the first date. You know, try to get a feel for her. If she's going to have her guard, I'd be like, oh, no, he's crazy. I'm like, can't deal with somebody who's incarcerated, but he really likes her. Or wait till she kind of gets a liking for him, then boom, then the honesty comes out. Not that he's trying to hide it, but he doesn't want to scare her away.
Right.
Well, I agree with you. It has to be on the first or the second date. Second date at the latest.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you want to know who you're walking around with and, you know, you want to make sure that person doesn't have a past that's going to get you hurt or some other way injured, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, we all have a past. We all have a past, but, you know, something that's significant, you know, like, hey, I was a serial killer my whole life or I was a hitman. I got people looking for me. You need to know these things.
Right. Yeah.
For real.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys, we've got a caller on. The last four numbers are 5612. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
5612. Hello.
If you got your phone muted, unmute your phone.
Oh, yeah.
That was talking to the caller.
I know. Okay, one of the things is, we know that there are some things that are especially important that you tell. If it's something you plan to stay around for more than the first and second date, you definitely need to tell those things, you know, and we talked about this before, especially when we have children.
Yes.
You know, we need to know all the things that we need to look at.
Yes.
Because that will be a deciding factor.
And speaking of children, I believe you should mention your children on the first date so that, you know, there are no surprises.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I've known people who have been dating for 3 or 4 months and, you know, he or she say, well, I didn't realize they had kids. What?
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Who does that?
That's a master manipulator.
I don't know.
If you could hide the fact that you had kids for 3 or 4 months, you good. I don't know how he that's a master or master cover up.
Looks like we have another question.
Yes, we have another caller. Rhonda wants to know, how do I join the group and do I need to be a certain age? All right, I'll answer.
Yes.
You can ask to join. There are questions you have to answer. You tell us how you found out about MMS smoker. The next question, I believe, would be, where do you live? Or are you married or in a relationship? Because that is a no. And the third one is that you read our requirements and what we expect, and you have to tell us whether you agree, if you can handle those. The next thing would be the age is 21. You have to be over 21 to be an MMS.
Yes, definitely.
You know, we've had a few young people who wanted to come, but we take 21. 21 and older, we don't care. You can be 70, 100, but you've got to be over 21.
So the next question comes up is, who on the panel is married?
No one. No one is married or in a relationship on MMS. Administrators can, but there's only two or three of those. And but nobody is married or in relationships on here. Unless they didn't tell me.
I'm virtually married to Midwest Mocha Single.
All right.
Good answer.
So I'm going to wind you up.
We have another question from another member. To the male members, why are you all so shy?
Okay, let me answer that one.
Please.
It's not that we're shy.
We just don't want to say the quote unquote wrong thing that has you get turned off. Somebody get turned off and roll your eyes. Not that we're shy. It's that we want to make sure we say the right thing so we don't say the wrong thing. Or a lot of the times people have their guard up so well, as soon as we may put something out there as a higher hello, it might be considered, oh, he's coming on to me, let me reject him or her, reject him. You know, it's one of those games. I think. And I don't think we're very shy, but maybe some of us are trying to come up with the right thing to say. Feel somebody out, look at the page. Oh, she looks nice. Well, let me say hi to her. Say hi to her. No response, maybe. So, trying to get the game right.
Mr. Coach.
Well, to offset the shyness thing. Whatever, like if somebody posts something online, I try to comment on it, or they post a picture, I'll like it, love it, any type of comment, just to show that the men on this site are not shy, or some of us anyway, you know, because when we welcome new members, we all say welcome to the family, you know, you can't just welcome them one day and not talk to them the next.
Correct.
So, yeah. I want everybody to feel welcome, and I'm, you know, no, the men on here are not shy.
No, they're not. Not here. I'm sorry. They're not shy. Trust me, they're not. Sometimes you wish they were.
we may not post, all, you know, questions as a lot of the females do, but we are not shy.
No, they're not.
Well, maybe we need to have a contest, and so we can see if you guys are not that shy.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, most every contest we put out.
Okay, I think we'll have to do that, guys. And yes, we'll see who wins. Yes,
out.
I love it. I've
got to take part in every contest.
Hey, I've got a card that needs to be given away, and that might be the perfect way to do it.
That's true.
We have another non-member on the phone, and they want to know, Jerry B., how much does your group cost per month?
Nothing.
Nothing.
$3.99.
My mind went to, what is it called? No, we are free. You know, our sponsors take care of everything we need at on MMS. So we have great sponsors, so we don't ask anything from our members. Except
so Jerry
to
B,
be respectful to each other.
That's it. So Jerry B, go ahead and ask to join, man. And let's welcome and come on to the family, man.
Okay. Nope.
Is it a, it's a dating
all we
service.
Have is a bunch
wow.
of
wow.
I think you know what, guys, I believe that when they look on the pages, the way things are coming and growing now, that people might think that, you know, we're one of the dating services, but we're not. We're just a group of people come to be a family, get to know each other. Maybe we like each other and sometimes fall in love.
Exactly.
This member says, I am not mocha color. Every color is mocha here.
Exactly.
There's no discrimination here.
Yeah.
We
oh,
welcome
exactly.
everyone.
We don't protest
so,
color here.
No, we do not. As long as
that's
you awesome. Are a good person and you are respectful to the members and to our queens especially, then color doesn't come into it.
Exactly.
We yeah. don't, that has not been an issue. And we're almost going into our fourth year, and that has never been an issue for us. So you're welcome to join. Just remember to answer the question. If sometimes
yes.
people don't get in, and it's because they didn't answer those four questions that you're asked, and that's really important to us.
And Jerry B., you're very welcome.
You're welcome, sir. We're going to come back in a few minutes. We're going to be breaking away shortly. When we do, we're going to continue this, but we're going to take it to learning about being compatible, to picking, choosing someone that you can be compatible with, that you have the same mindsets in the important things in life. You know, I think the phrase is always finding people that are equally yoked. Because if
yes.
one person goes to church and the other person is against going to church, it never works out that way.
No, it doesn't.
You don't build a relationship like that. If one person wants children or likes children, has children, and the other person doesn't, it's not going to work.
All right.
It's not going to work.
Now.
Yes.
Talk
we're getting
you
ready
get
for
back.
A commercial break.
Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well...
Why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir...
When will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
I'm Fran Phillips, Deputy Secretary for Public Health at the Maryland Department of Health. Our agency is closely monitoring all aspects of COVID-19, the new coronavirus, and taking steps to keep Marylanders safe and healthy. Though the public health threat in Maryland remains low, every level of government is working diligently to prepare for all possible scenarios. Protect yourself and your loved ones from respiratory viruses by washing hands frequently and covering your coughs and sneezes. Stay home from school and work if you are sick. It's important to know the majority of people recover from this infection. Many patients will have only mild to moderate symptoms. Visit health.maryland.gov or dial 211 for up-to-date information and resources.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to our listeners. We're glad you're here. We're going to continue into section part two podcast on building that relationship, continuing with what does it take if you are, what do you look for? What are the things that you like to see in somebody? What's important to you? Because we're each different and we remind each other that on MMS all the time. We're different and we have to know our differences when we're going into a relationship, because some things can be deal breakers that are so simple. You know, if you knew me and everybody on MMS in the family knows this, if you curse at me, it's a deal breaker for me. If you raise your voice and curse at me, we're done. It's one of those things yes. that I carried with me through life, and I said, no, I won't call you out your name, and don't you call me out of mine, because I can say goodbye in such a way that someone says it's unbelievable. How could something so simple break something up that you, the person said they thought was special? I said, I told you from the day one, don't do it. I explained that to you. There's certain things that you just cannot do to me, because it's not like it's going to change at all. And, you know, number two would be yelling at me. Because to me, when you're yelling at me, you're out of control. We're not communicating.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
exactly.
That's not having a relationship at all.
Exactly.
That's why I made the point about you have to think about both of y'all instead of just thinking from your own perspective.
Most definitely.
Yeah. We have a caller, guys. Caller 9057, you're on.
Hello.
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 Are you there?
Caller
caller 9057. Are you there? You need to mute your phone, unmute your phone.
Okay, we may have lost that caller.
All right, let's go on. Mr. Kelly, what things are deal breakers for you? What things that when you go into looking at a relationship, what are the deal breakers for you?
Well, for me, she's stuck up and bougie. I just cannot do stuck up. Somebody feels like the world is entitled to her. Well, you're the man, you're supposed to be doing this because I'm a woman. I can't deal with that. But one thing I do look for I've been single for, I haven't dated in so long, but for some reason, but that's okay. That's a different topic. But what I do love and what I do look for, if I do look for a man, is she a free spirit? Is she not bound by society's rules? Does she go against the grain?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit woman, like artistic, who doesn't go by what society standards are, who has her own mind, own artistic expression, who is very completely happy with who she is as an individual. I love that. You know, the lady you see with the thick lashes and the different colored hair, but she's really sweet and spunky and just lies. Someone's a lot of fun.
Sunshine, that should get you in there. Stop pretending you're quiet,
I think for me, the biggest deal breaker, one of the biggest deal breakers that bother me, people that lie. I think when you are a liar or you can't be honest and upfront with me, you already destroyed the relationship. I mean, even tiny lies create bigger problems. You know what I'm saying? I think honesty is coming out the door, just being honest, coming out the door, telling me who you are. The thing is, we know none of us are perfect. You know, so we're learning every day. But if you lie to me, you're taking a piece out of me. You know what I'm saying? It's like you just burnt me or
took
you just
my
destroyed
choice
everything.
Away.
Yeah, you did. There's no options. Like, and then not only that, it sticks to the back of my head. And every time you say something to me, I'm wondering, can I trust you? Is that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not a good feeling to know that you can't trust somebody or they took a look. Small thing, it created something big that didn't even have to be there. If you're just honest and you're upfront, then like you say, I get to choose whether I stick around or not.
Right. Yes.
And that's important.
That's so important. That is so important because you said you took the choice away. When you tell me the truth, I don't care what it is, then you gave me a place with you that said, okay, I can choose to stay, go, deal with it or not. But when you take that choice away, you took away a piece of a relationship that will never be good for me. Because like Sunshine said, you're constantly wondering everything they say. Is that the truth? Mr. Coach, someone wants to know, what are you coaching?
I coach high school football and life to my kids.
All right.
I try to be there's no such thing as a perfect person, but I try to be close to perfect as a role model for the young people.
Awesome.
I love working with Tomorrow's Minds. Yes.
Awesome. That's a great thing. I think we all like that.
Yes.
I think we have someone else. Mr. Kelly, what do you coach?
Oh, yes, I am a karate teacher. I help teach self-defense, Kaji Kempo, under the Imperado method. And, they call me Seabok Eli. Seabok is pretty much the instructor's. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, now, Mr. Coach, you did not, what is it that's deal-breaker for you?
Well,
in a relationship.
I was married once, and the deal breaker was when we went to the grocery store and I'm prepared to pay for our groceries, and my ex-wife pulls out EBT card. And I'm like, where did you get that? And she's like, well, I told them that, you know, we got married, but you moved out. And I'm like, you're going to send me to jail because my income was too much for that type of assistance.
Correct.
And so I was like, I can't do this. That's not only deceitful, you're messing with my freedom.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, because, you know, I communicated all this. I said, I don't do anything deceitful, you know, that's going to put me in front of a judge. I don't do that. And lo and behold.
I understand that.
That's considered like fraud.
Wow.
Yes, that is fraud. And I was like, this stops now. I actually made the call myself and told them they need to cut us off today. Yes.
Wow. That's a new one for me. I never heard that one. Wow.
Well, you wasn't married to who I was married to.
I'm really glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Now that's a new one. Wow. over a few dollars, like what they get on that card. I don't get that one.
Listen, I didn't sleep for a week. I didn't sleep for a week. Maybe somebody come knocking on the door. Maybe. No.
And they're going to come for the person who's got the most money.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a deal breaker right there. I said, I can't do this. Mm-mm. No. You go your way, I go mine. We meet in the middle and raise my son. And that's a wrap. Because if you are deceitful about that, what else are you lying about?
Yeah, because that's a serious one. I mean, for me, that's serious.
Yeah. I actually asked, I said, what agency do you work for that you're trying to put me in jail? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is for you, Miss Sunshine. Is that nickname like from Harlem Nights, and are you a singer?
Oh, my goodness. I'm about to scream.
Miss Sunshine.
Val?
Did we lose Valerie?
I think we did.
Okay, did you hear the question? Did you hear the question to you? Okay, the member would like to know, Miss Sunshine, is that nickname like from Harlem Nights? And are you a singer?
You know what? You know what?
What?
Well,
I'm about
to scream. She created a lot of sunshine. Look, she created a lot of sunshine. Yes, she did. And I would say so do I. So do I.
All right.
So
that
wasn't a bad name. She kept a lot of smile on a lot of people's faces. That's not what I can say.
Hey, now. Okay. And I'll tell you,
great
she keeps
answer.
You smiling. Great. That's
yes.
great
that's
answer.
Okay, guys.
Wow.
What are your other deal breakers?
Well, cheating is definitely a deal breaker, you know.
Well, we all agree on that one, don't we?
Yeah, cheating is definitely a deal breaker. And, you know, like, personal thing that happened, not to me, but in my life, you know, my own brother, he lost his job but didn't tell his wife for like close to a year. You know.
How do you do that? I mean, I want to know how you do it.
Every time I ask him the question, I never get an answer. Yeah.
But how do you...
That was a...
What did he do every day so she thought he was going to work would be my question.
My question was, how did he continue paying bills when I know my brother didn't do nothing illegal, so who else did you have? It was my question.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Of course, that's the first thing you think of, you want to think about. What did you have? Who did you have in your life that was helping you pay them bills?
Exactly.
Sunshine. I'm sorry. Let me get this
go
one
ahead.
Out. To Sunshine, someone wants me to tell you to check your inbox after the show. The same member that asked the question about Harlem Nights.
Val, are you there?
Are
Hello?
We losing her again? Valerie, Sunshine. Did you hit the mute button?
Yes, I hit it.
Well, you have to stop. Did you hear what the member said to tell you?
I think she muted herself again. Brian said he's scared of all.
Where are you?
Oh, he's scared of all or she's checking the inbox.
Okay. He said after the show. She's there.
Wow.
She is just pretending she's not there.
Wow.
I guess we should ask Miss Valley, are you shy, darling?
Okay. It's a code of silence.
I think she answered my question. Yes. I see how
it's
this is going.
It's a code of silence.
I see how this is going. Mr. Callie, tell us more about things that, you know, are deal breakers for you. Let's talk about communication, guys. How
another
important
one for me,
do you?
Communication is very key. Like, be honest up front. Don't give me subtle hints and have me try to trick me to figure it out because I'm not going to know. If you're mad, tell me you're mad. Don't tell me nothing. Because if you tell me, go ahead, I'm going. Code stuff, the decoder words that a lot of people use, a lot of females use, like, fine, go ahead. What, that means something different? Don't do that.
And they didn't mean that. Well, see, guys, remember, go on. I didn't hear you.
You can tell me exactly what you want. Tell me exactly how you feel. Be 100 with me. You know, that's one thing. That's I'm kind of big on that. Yeah.
You don't like the and the wow and oh my gosh and okay.
Because I got to go with those words, those literal words and those literal meanings. Naturally.
Remember, I always post that.
Yeah, exactly.
I always post a list of what those words mean, and none of them are good.
Yeah.
That's right. Say what you mean. Say what you mean. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the beginning. If I ever answer that, I tell them exactly in the beginning that I'm kind of big on that. Tell me exactly what you want. I mean, say exactly what you mean. I don't go by codes or subtle hints. You know?
Right.
I tell
that.
But that's important. That's what you mean by how important communication is.
Yeah.
You know, that's why communication is so important. Because as you go along, that's going to be a real big problem in the relationship. If you can't communicate with each other, if I got to guess what you're thinking, because you never have to guess what I'm thinking. Everybody knows that. Because I'm going to tell you.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's almost time for us to come to an end tonight.
wait a minute. Mr. Coach, did you hear her?
What's that?
She suddenly came alive when I said that and said, yes, she will.
They say the truth will make you free.
Well, one thing for sure, guys, let's say goodnight to everybody.
Well, goodnight, everyone. Hey, join us in 2 weeks for another podcast. The other team will be on next week, so please reserve your time, call in, and we'd be glad to have you.
Definitely.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
For tuning in. Love.
To all those who are listening tonight, we are so happy to have you. We hope that, you know, the idea here is to give everyone a chance to learn something new. And remember,
that's
always
true.
Each one of us is different. And we love you.
Yes.
Stay safe.
Yes, we do.
Stay safe.
Yes. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Good night.